This episode of The Truth includes strong language and sexual situations. It is not intended for children.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to get out those paparazzi cameras because here he is, straight from Hollywood, California, the bar mitzvah boy himself, David Shapiro! And here come his famous friends cutting a rug, Bill and Ted, Carlton from Fresh Prince, and Linda Ronstadt, I think. So everyone grab your favorite celebrity and get on out to the dance floor because it is boogie woogie time.
Clooney, right?
You got me.
I thought so. I love the tux.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah. I'm Evelyn. I'm the bar mitzvah boy's aunt.
Oh, well, very nice to meet you, Evelyn.
Thank you so much. Nice to meet you, too. I'm a very big fan. I've seen all your movies.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, everyone.
It is always nice to meet a fan. That's what I say.
You really do look just like him. It's uncanny.
Yeah, well, thank you.
No, it's not just the physical resemblance.
Yeah.
I can't put my finger on it exactly.
Maybe it's the head thing.
What's the head thing?
You know, it's the Clooney. Here, I'll show you. Introduce yourself again.
Hi, I'm Evelyn.
Well, hello, Evelyn.
Oh, my God. That's spot on.
What can I say? I've done my research.
You know, Tom Cruise is over there telling everyone to show him the money. I don't even think that was his line.
No. Well, I don't have any catchphrases to lean back on for this.
Oh, that can't be true.
No.
I'm sure you
no,
do.
No, I've checked. There isn't one single identifiable line from any George Clooney movie I've ever seen.
Yeah. Hold on just a sec. Let me think.
Try it. Quote me something from Ocean's 11.
Okay.
Or Ocean's 12.
Wait.
I'll even allow Ocean's 13. Attack of the Killer Tomatoes?
Yeah.
The Men Who Stare at Goats?
I guess you're right.
Intolerable Cruelty?
Okay, I get it, I said.
So I can't just rely on easy brand recognition. I have to embody the man.
Well, you definitely stand out.
Well, so do you, if you don't mind me saying so.
I don't mind you saying so. You know, I'm a really big Clooney fan.
Well, aren't we all?
Evelyn, we're going to need you by the bandstand in a second just to say a few words.
Oh, I'll be right there. Do you happen to have a pen?
I do. Here you go.
Here's my number. You should give me a call sometime.
All right. Casamigos. Maybe I will.
Is that a promise?
Oh, I don't know. You're not just interested in my pretty face, are you?
No.
I wonder what it would be like to have a doppelganger, you know? Someone out there who looks exactly like you, just wandering around. Well, if your doppelganger is famous, you don't need to wonder. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, this is The Truth, and this story is about a man who feels crushed by the weight of his own familiar face.
I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at four California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside, told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
And now back to The Lookalike.
Hi, my name is Alan Payne. And I will be performing Richard's Prison Monologue, Act 5, Scene 5.
Alan. Great. Whenever you're ready, Alan.
Great. I have been studying how I may compare this prison where I live unto the world. And four, because the world is populous and here is not a creature but myself, I cannot do it. Yet I'll hammer it out. My brain, I'll prove the female to my soul. My soul, the father. And these two beget... Sorry, should I keep going?
Sorry about that, Alan. It's a very good reading.
Thank you.
But we think we've heard all we need to.
Is there a problem?
No problem. It's just, has anyone ever told you you look like George Clooney?
Yeah, once or twice.
Yeah. I mean, a lot, actually. it's weird. We're just finding it a little distracting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, on the plus side, at least you're not getting the job because you're too handsome. That's got to feel good on some level, right?
No.
Yeah, I guess not. I hope this isn't awkward to ask, but would you mind taking a picture with us?
Hey, what can I get for you?
Yeah, can I have a small Americano?
Okay. Anything else?
Oh, that's it.
That comes to $4.89.
Whoa. For just a small Americano?
Plus tax.
Okay. All right, here you go.
Oh, sorry, we're cashless.
You can't do that.
It's right there on the sign.
You have to accept legal tender. That's the law.
It's not my store.
Well, I only have cash on me, so, you know, I'm not sure what to do.
Sorry.
You know what? I don't even need the change. Can you just take this for me?
We're not set up for that.
Excuse me, sir. I would be happy to pay for your Americano.
Thanks. That's all right.
Please. It would honestly be my pleasure.
Well, thank you very much.
One small Americano.
Thank you. And again, thank you. I really do appreciate it.
I don't normally do this. My name is Keegan, and I just want to say that I'm a really big fan of yours. I'm a film student.
It's nice to meet you, Keegan. I'm sorry to break it to you, but I'm not who you think I am.
If I can just say, I honestly believe you're one of the last of the classic Hollywood stars.
That's very nice of you, but I'm not him.
I'm sure you get this all the time, but I have a script. Haha, of course I do, and I was wondering if you might be able to read it?
I'm not Clooney.
I know, it's just a pipe dream.
Okay, I'm not Clooney.
I've been working on this since high school.
I'm
it's
not
kind of
Clooney.
My life story, actually, but fictionalized. It's called Fathers and Sons right now, but that can definitely change. I know, it's not a perfect title, but...
Kid, I am not George Clooney, okay? I just look like him.
Yeah, totally. Message received. You're just living your life. Sorry, this is stupid, but... it was nice meeting you. Have a nice day.
Thanks again for the coffee. Okay, it was nice meeting you.
You too. Do you believe in a higher power? Like, that the universe cooperates with us sometimes just to make our dreams come true? Because all I'm saying is making this movie is my life's dream, and you're exactly who I've had in mind for it for years. And here you are, and here I am. Sorry, I know I'm annoying. I'll leave you alone.
Just give me the script.
Are you serious?
Sure, why not? I'll have a look.
This is crazy. Of course, yes, here it is. Thank you so much. This is so nice of you, Mr. Clooney. I really appreciate it. I mean, you're making my dream come true, maybe. I think, maybe. Wow, this is just amazing. The universe is really something, isn't it?
You don't have anything good for me?
I have a retirement party.
No, I'm talking about real work.
A retirement party is real work.
Acting work, Paul.
If you want acting work, you should get an acting agent. I do lookalikes.
No one will represent me on anything serious. Everyone thinks I'm just a copy.
I have a corporate luncheon on Tuesday. That's a good one. Ugh. You get $50 extra if you serve food at the buffet.
Oh, come on.
You know, superheroes always book. I could be getting you a ton of work if you'd be willing to do Batman. Kind of double whammy. You did know Clooney was Batman.
Just get
out of here with that. I do not do superheroes.
What's wrong with superheroes?
It's just a costume. I'm an actor.
Not here, you're not. Here, you're Clooney.
Hi, Freeze. I'm Batman. Hi, Freeze. I'm Batman. Hello?
Hi, is this Alan?
Yeah, speaking.
This is Evelyn. We met at my nephew's bar mitzvah a few days ago.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Is this a bad time? I don't want to be...
No. I am not... I am doing nothing.
Oh.
It's great to hear from you. Sorry, how did you get my number?
Your agency. Paul, I think.
Yes.
I think I spoke to Paul.
No. Yeah. No, cool.
And here I thought you were going to call me.
Excuse me. I'm sorry about that. I just thought it was, you know, party flirting. Usually when people talk to me at those things, they're talking to Clooney.
So?
So,
what is it going to take for a girl to be asked out to dinner?
Well, my real passion is Shakespeare. I know how lame that sounds.
Oh, God. I could never get into him.
Don't say that. No. You just didn't see. You got to give him another shot. Shakespeare has been butchered by generations of totally clueless teachers, but you should not hold that against William Shakespeare.
Okay.
I know what I'm talking about. You know, I almost went to Juilliard.
Really?
Yeah, well, I had to drop out at the last minute.
Oh, no. Why?
Well, my dad got sick, unfortunately.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
It's okay. Thank you, though.
Was he sick for a long time?
Yeah, most of my 20s. You know, the doctors originally only gave him a few months to live, but, you know, he was a tough guy. Unfortunately, in the end, it really just cost him more pain. Boy, that was dark and depressing. I'm sorry.
No, I mean, it's life. It's fine. I asked.
You know, honestly, it's just so nice to connect with somebody. I never get to do this.
I don't believe that. I'm sure that you're going out on dates every night.
Not with this face. But here I am, talking all about me. Please, tell me about you. What do you do?
I'm a CEO. I own my own company.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What's your company?
I have a makeup and skincare line. We're very popular right now on the TikTok. So, really lucky.
If I knew about TikTok, I'd be so impressed. No, that's great.
I'll
good
help
for you.
You. Thank you. I mean, I'm doing what I love.
That must be really nice.
Excuse me. I'm sorry to interrupt. Here are your drinks. How special.
Oh,
sorry, but we didn't order these.
No, a courtesy for important guests. I know who you are.
Oh, no.
And if there's anything I can do to make your evening just a little more special, please don't hesitate to ask.
That is so sweet. Thank you very much. Okay.
But for the record, I'm not who you think I am.
Oh, of course. Just two ordinary people enjoying a night out. Wink, wink. Well, just so you know, as far as I'm concerned, you're the only ones here tonight. These other people? Dog shit.
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
And Mr. Clooney, in my opinion, you're the only Batman.
God, I hope that's not a real opinion.
What are you doing? Never turn down a free drink. It's kind of a life rule. Chin chin.
No, just no thank you.
Why not?
Because this drink wasn't actually meant for me. I'm one of the dog shit people in disguise.
Oh, lighten up. It's funny. Hey, it really bothers you, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Does that happen to you a lot?
All the fucking time.
Wow.
Sorry for the dirty language.
Oh, I don't mind dirty language. I hope this isn't moving too fast for you.
No, this is a good speed.
Dr. Ross, they're paging you. Don't go stay here with me.
Okay.
You should be ashamed of yourself, you know? I'm an administrator at this hospital, and anyone could walk into this supply closet at any time. We could both be in a lot of trouble.
Are you role-playing with Clooney right now?
Yeah, go along with it.
No, just wait.
No, it's just dirty talk. Just play along.
Yeah, but I'm not really into this. Clooney's just my job, you know?
Yeah. And you're so good at it.
I take pride in doing it well, thank you, but when I'm on the clock, you know, I don't really like it bleeding into more intimate relationships.
Okay. Well, then how about I pay you for your time then, and then you don't have to feel weird about it.
Excuse me?
How much would it cost me to have a scene with Mr. Clooney tonight? 1,000? 2,000? More? What's the matter?
I'm not a sex worker.
I didn't mean to imply that you are. It's just dirty talk.
Well, it's inappropriate.
Okay. I was just teasing. Sorry. Hey! Wait, where are you going?
I'm a real person. Okay, I'm not some kind of wax figure. Not some fuck toy. If anything, Clooney's the wax figure. And I'll tell you something else, too. I'm a hell of a lot better actor than Clooney is.
Okay.
And you know why he doesn't have a catchphrase? Because the man can't deliver a line. Here, you want Clooney? Here you go. Hello, Freeze. I'm Batman. There you go. Good luck getting off the fucking that. Hello?
Alan, where you been? I've been trying to get you all night.
Paul, what is
it? Are you sitting down? Because I've got the best news you've ever heard in your life.
What?
I have booked you the mother of all jobs, my friend. You have a spot on the Tonight Show.
Doing what?
What do you mean, doing what? Doing Clooney. Ask me how much it pays. Come on, ask me. It pays bank, Alan. Huh?
Yeah, I'm gonna pass.
What do you mean you're gonna pass?
I mean, I'm not gonna do it.
You gotta do it. I already confirmed with them.
Well, call them and unconfirm with them, because I'm not doing it.
Why the hell not?
Because, Paul, I'm not gonna waste my talent anymore to be a punchline. No more. I quit.
You quit? You can't quit. You're my Clooney.
Wrong. I'm no one's fucking Clooney.
We will find out what happens next in just a moment. But first, this episode of The Truth is sponsored by Dipsy, who would like to encourage you to seek out pleasure in every area of your life, from how you start your morning to how you wind down at night and everything in between. You deserve to enjoy it all. And Dipsy Stories wants you to find joy and confidence in and out of the bedroom. Dipsy Stories is an app full of sexy audio stories. No matter who you're into or what turns you on, Dipsy helps bring the stories to life, anytime, anywhere.
Sometimes it's like a wave that starts below my waist and stays there for a bit. Hmm. But that was just different. It lasted like a wave that built up until it washed all over me.
And for listeners of the show, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/truth. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to DIPSEA stories.com/truth. DIPSEA stories.com/truth. There's a lot of reasons why you might see a therapist. You might be struggling with grief. You might have problems with relationships or stress. You might have trouble sleeping, meeting goals. Online therapy might be for you. BetterHelp is secure online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with a licensed professional therapist. And you can start communicating in under 48 hours. Visit betterhelp.com/truth and join the over 2 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. The Truth is sponsored by BetterHelp, and our listeners get 10% off their first month of online therapy at betterhelp.com/truth. That's betterhelp.com/truth. And now back to The Lookalike.
Hi, me again. Sorry.
Hi.
Here's the thing. I'm trying not to use my credit card too much right now for non-essentials, for
reasons, but I really need this coffee. So here's $5 cash. And I know, yes, you're not set up for that. You don't take cash. You are a cashless. That's fine. But if you have issues, just, you know, tell your boss it's my fault or whatever. Is that cool?
Coffee, $6.21.
For small? Americano?
Yeah. No, the price went up.
Last time I was here, it was $4.89.
Yeah, I know.
Why?
I don't know, dude. It's not my store.
Yeah, this is what I have. I have $5. Hey, you know what? You can just take a selfie with me and we'll call it an even trade.
Why would I want a selfie with you?
Are you serious? You don't recognize my face?
Should I?
No, I guess not.
You know what? It's fine, man. Americano's on me.
I don't want a pity coffee.
No, it's not a pity coffee, man. Fuck this place.
You sure?
Yeah, take it. It's fine.
Thank you. Thanks.
Shitty day, huh?
Yeah, you could say that.
So you're like famous or something, man? You like a movie star?
No. No, I'm not.
Oh, okay. Because that kid you were talking to the other day was in here asking about a movie star. But he might have been thinking of someone else.
Which kid?
You know, he had like a screenplay. He was talking about a screenplay.
Hello?
Hi, is this Keegan?
Yeah, this is he.
Hi, Keegan. We met a few days ago at the coffee shop. I'm calling about your script.
Oh. Yes, right. Hello, sir.
So I just finished reading it.
Uh-huh.
And it's amazing. Keegan?
Thank you.
I definitely want to do it.
Holy fucking shit, yes! Yes!
Yeah, but, okay, just one small thing. I really am not George Clooney. But I am an actor. And my name is Alan Payne. You might have seen me in Titus Andronicus at the Theater Asylum back in 2003.
I wasn't born in 2003.
Well, I still think your script is amazing, and I still want to do it.
Oh. Yeah, thank you. I'm sorry, the thing is, it's meant for George Clooney.
Keegan, listen, yourself. Remember, you said a thing about the universe and it making dreams come true, right? Yeah, well, maybe this is the universe right now saying, Keegan, you'll never get George Clooney. That's insane. So why not go with this guy? And maybe it'll help us both out. I promise I am a good actor, Keegan. I'm better than good, actually.
Yeah, I'm sure you are.
Okay, great. Then let me prove it to you.
It's just that without a big name attached to it, I don't have enough money to get it made.
Let me see what I can do about that.
I'm really glad you called.
I am really glad that you agreed to see me again.
I feel so awful about how I acted.
Don't. It's okay.
No, it's not okay. It's never okay to objectify someone without their consent. I know that. What I did was awful, and I just want you to know that I know that it was very wrong, and I keep thinking about what this would be like if the roles were reversed, and it's just... It feels gross. So, I just really wanted to apologize to you. Please forgive me.
Would you still pay me? I'm serious. Would you still pay for a night with George Clooney?
Is this a joke?
Listen, I want to show you something.
Okay. What's this?
This. Well, this is the best script I've ever read in my life.
Shakespeare?
There's... Okay, one of the best. But okay. Listen, there's a part in here that might as well have been written for me. Not Clooney, me, Alan.
And I'm telling you, it's basically the story of me and my dad.
That's incredible. I mean, you should do it.
Yes, right? But here's the problem. The kid who wrote it, he wrote it for Clooney.
Okay.
And his heart, you know, was set on it. So,
all right.
You know, after a little persuading from me, I convinced him that I would be just as good, maybe even better.
Well, good for you, Alan.
Yeah, but okay, the thing is that he doesn't have the money to get it made. You know, not without a big actor attached. So what I was thinking is if I could get him some money, not the whole budget, you know, just some startup cash, then maybe, you know, bip-bop-boop, we can make all our dreams come true.
Ah, I see. And you want me to give you that money?
Not give. No, I would be up for earning every dollar of it in any way you wanted. And I'll be whomever you wanted me to be. So what do you think?
I think I've lost my appetite.
Hello.
Paul. Hey, it's Alan.
Yeah, I know who it is. What do you want?
Do you know exactly what the Tonight Show would want me to do? Excuse me. Can I get the bathroom code, please?
Yeah, sure. It's... Oh, my God.
Because I've done cocky and pee-pee in my pants.
Because I've done cocky and pee-pee in my pants.
Okay. It's 1, 2, 3, 4.
It's a massive deuce down there. Both sticky and wet. It's a massive deuce down there. Both sticky and wet.
It...
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm so sorry. Will you excuse me for a second? I just don't get what's supposed to be funny about this.
In a tuxedo at the mall. You just came from a big whiskey and coffee drinking party with Danny DeVito or whatever.
Right.
And you've done cocky and pee-pee in your pants. It's sticky and wet.
Dave, my question is, why would he say that? Wouldn't Clooney be a little more subtle? You know, less humiliating? He's smarter than that. I think there's a funnier joke in there, I guess.
Okay. Listen, man, I got 15 years of sketch comedy under my belt, okay? And we have 30 more of these to shoot today. So you're going to keep being a pain in my sack. Because if you're going to keep being a pain in my sack, we can just cut our losses and can the bit. It's not that important to me.
Give me the line again.
Alan, it's time to reactivate that credit card because my phone has been ringing off the hook. You are a hot property, my friend. I'm talking weddings, retirements, even a funeral. It's your pick of the litter. What'd I tell you, huh? The Tonight Show.
Yeah, Paul, I actually just came in to say goodbye.
What do you mean goodbye? We're getting work, baby.
Yeah, it's not for me, Paul. I'm actually going to be away for a few months because I'm shooting a movie.
What movie? Who arranged that? Because, you know, I should be getting a cut out of that.
No, it's not a look-alike job. It's an acting role.
Oh. Well, can't wait till next month. We get a strike while the iron's hot.
Goodbye, Paul. For real this time.
A man looking for a place.
Hey, Dad. You look like shit.
A father looking for a home.
I'm not gonna die in this place.
You're the dad and I'm the son. How about we try that one out for once?
I'm in no mood for your pop psychology.
I just can't do it!
He's my best friend.
You want me to say it? I love you, okay?
It's not about you. It's never been about you.
Why don't you look at yourself in the mirror for once?
Alan Payne.
You ever just stop and say to yourself, this is my life?
Robert Siegel.
Put the phone away, will you? This is supposed to be quality time.
In a film by Keegan Benson Cooper.
I love you, Dad.
Fathers and Sons.
So, that's the trailer.
Not too bad, huh?
Very nice.
Yes, thank you. Thanks. It is, it's been getting some good buzz, you know, on the circuit, at the festivals, slam dance. Someone called it, hold on, it's here. It's in the comments. It is the, give me a second, just, there's a lot. High engagement.
Sure.
Here it is. Okay. One of the most human films of the festival. So we're doing all right.
Nice.
Let me get a small Americano. Mm-hmm. No, you know what? Make it a large today. And is that a raspberry scone?
I think so. I don't know.
Great. Well, let's risk it. I'll have that too.
Okay, sure then.
Oh, sorry. Excuse me. Gotta take this. It's my director.
It's all good.
You've reached Alan's phone. Hey, Keegan.
What's up, man?
Hey, have you seen these reviews? The people at Slam Dance are losing their minds.
Yes. It's really cool. Look, uh-huh. you have a minute to talk now.
Talk to me, partner. What's up?
Great, yeah. Well, I've got some good news, and also I have some not-so-good news.
Okay.
So I was contacted by some people at Pictures Classics, which is really exciting, and...
What?
Yeah. They want to buy the film, man.
Shut up. Are you kidding me? I told you.
I know, but they want to buy it so they can shelve it.
What? Why?
Yeah. So apparently Clooney has been working on something very similar, and they don't want the competition.
Well, too bad.
I know. I'm totally with you, but the thing is, they're offering, a lot of money, and also a contract for me to direct, two more films at least, so I'm gonna take it. But, look, I'm taking care of you, too. You're gonna get a lot of money. I haven't forgotten about my first initial investor. I mean, this is us, man. We did it. And... Look, I've got some good news, kind of. Clooney saw your performance, and he, loved it. He's been raving, and I'm told he's actually modeling some of what he's doing based on what you did. So it's kind of like he's your lookalike now, right? Which, you got him, man. That's got to make you feel good somehow, right? Alan, are you there?
Please don't sell it.
I'm sorry, man.
Wait. Keegan? Keegan? No.
Hey, are you all right, man? You look kind of sick. Dude, whatever it is, it can't be that bad. You know what? I'm gonna warm up that scone for you. It's not raspberry, though, so. That'll be 1826.
For original stories like this, go to thetruthpodcast.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Our handle is thetruthfiction. The Lookalike was written by Lewis Kornfeld and produced by me, Jonathan Mitchell. It was performed by Peter McNerney, Margot Siebert, Will Jacobs, Michael Cullen, Ashley Sifflinger, John Bander, Chris Kapiniak, Joseph Mendiros, Thomas Whittington, Sophia Kazian, and Lewis Kornfeld. The Truth is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX. We're a network of independent, listener-supported, artist-owned podcasts. And you can learn more about all the Radiotopia shows at radiotopia.fm. Our associate producers are Nicole Hill and AC Lamberty. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and you have been hearing
The Truth.
Radiotopia.